Instagram got hacked.
I ain't never feel like this happy to have Instagram back, but you know what? It's a beautiful day.
Why?
Because I can get better. Get to work.
There's another one right there. Third home run of the inning. The Parrot will get a ride. Edwin Encarnacion with a three-run bomb. They've blown it wide open here at T-Mobile.
Leonard trying to get the ball. Curry's on him. Here comes the double team. Leonard trying to split. Almost traveled. Van Vliet throws it up. Oh, he puts it in! A rainbow from Van Vliet!
Let me ask you this question. Seth, let's say...
I don't want to answer any questions this morning. I'm very miserable about all things sports.
Everything?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's say the Rockets were playing the Warriors last night the road in a playoff series, and there was no Kevin Durant and no Klay Thompson. Would you bet your life that the Rockets win that game?
Do I have no choice but to bet my life on one of the two outcomes?
How strongly...
Like, are you saying like, hey, if the Rockets, if you bet on the Rockets to lose, you owe me a croissant, but if you bet on the Rockets to win, I would bet on the Rockets to win in that situation, yes. I'd bet a large sum of money. If it's just a straight up, the Rockets would be favored in that situation by seven.
The Warriors were somehow still favored at tip-off.
Were they still favored by six?
No, they were. It went down to 4.5 by yesterday.
By the time Klay was definitely...
And then Klay was ruled out right before the game.
Right.
So I don't know exactly what happened like right before tip-off, but they were favored for the majority of the day. But I got to tell you, I think the Rockets would win a game like that. But my gut feeling is I wouldn't be all that confident they would definitely win that game last night.
So you think is it that the Raptors are that much better than the Rockets? Because did you ever think the Warriors had a shot in that game? Other than my...
No, not really.
Other than my intellectual, hey, this is the Warriors. Hey, that's Steph Curry. Hey, they're missing some open shots at any point that could turn. It's still, even with all that in my brain, it never looked like they were going to be into it. Midway through the fourth quarter, I thought, ah, crap. I got to talk to Mike tomorrow after I'd already said that the Warriors would win tonight, no problem. I saw it was very clear that they weren't going to. And I think part of it, look, Draymond Green, who I've newly come to not hate as much, Draymond Green's got to step up in these situations. Iguodala's got to step up in these situations. You can't just have the Kobe version of Steph going off for 47 in a game where he goes for 47 and everybody, I wake up this morning, everybody's gushing over that like it was some incredible performance. It was impressive, don't get me wrong. But not when it never felt like it was going to lead to a winning performance by the Warriors.
Well, it was like watching LeBron play in the finals for the last 8 years or 9 years, except you never really felt like the Warriors actually had a chance to win.
Right.
That's what I felt like. I give full credit to Curry. He played a ton of minutes. He only rested for five. They couldn't survive. They could barely survive with him on the court, let alone off the court. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, listen, what can you say? He had six threes last night. He had 14 shots. He had 47 points. He's never scored more points in a playoff game than he did last night. So he did his job. It's just that he felt what it was like to be a LeBron James, or dare I say even a James Harden at times in the postseason. What it's like to be the guy who's carrying everything and who needs to get every single thing done.
Right.
And it's just such a brutal thing to ask at the level of the NBA Finals.
Let me ask you this. If I were an ESPN First Take producer, this would be my question of the day.
Okay.
Who's more important to the Warriors, Kevin Durant or Klay Thompson?
Kevin Durant or Klay Thompson? Well, Kevin Durant's more important because he's better.
Let's weigh in on Max Kellerman first. Max Kellerman's going to tell you it's definitely Klay Thompson. Part of me wants to say Klay Thompson.
No.
Klay Thompson, we've never seen... This is the first time we've seen the Warriors without Klay Thompson in the playoffs.
Yes.
The guy's bleeding from the ear and he goes out there playing.
Max Kellerman would answer that question by saying, the most important is not Kevin Durant or Klay Thompson. The most important player is Andre Iguodala.
That's right.
That's how he would answer that question. But I'm not going to lie, as we're discussing a Raptors win last night, Game 3 of the Finals, 123-109. One of my feelings last night was, man, I think the Rockets would win this game with the way the Warriors are so undermanned in this specific game. But I'm not... I wouldn't have been incredibly confident.
Is that just a Mike Meltzer thing? I think that's a Mike Meltzer thing. You're still burned from the playoff loss. The Warriors scored 109 points, you know? And, like, I know you've got Kawhi Leonard over there on defense, and you've got the whole other crew and all of that, but, like, the Warriors are just simply not themselves. And like 109, a little bit of that was just charity at the end of the game when nobody's paying attention trying to play all that hard. So they were like, this was a meager Golden State Warriors offense. And when you can focus your attention on Curry and other guys aren't taking advantage of it, I would actually trust the Rockets. I would trust the Rockets to have won more authoritatively. I think the Rockets would have done more to knock Curry off the three-point line, and maybe that would have meant sacrificing a little bit more underneath. But I actually, given that the Rockets have so much experience playing the Warriors and know what their MO is defensively, I would have felt much better with the Rockets compared to like the Raptors versus the Warriors. So I guess that my next question that I thought in my mind, my hypothetical was, if the Rockets were to face this Warriors team without Klay Thompson, without Kevin Durant, and you won, like let's say you won the whole series because the Warriors had to play four games with that lineup, how would you feel about that, knowing that for the next two decades, you're going to have to listen to people and argue with people online, talk about how, well, just like when they won it without Jordan, now they won it without those guys.
I mean, first of all, well,
which I think is garbage, by the way. I don't care. Give me a ring. I'll take the damn ring.
I agree with that. There are a couple of things. One, I think as far as you know, Jordan goes, people also underestimate you know the second Rockets championship team, what they had to go through in the West. Like that was a legendary playoff.
Right. I know. Let's just throw that one out. I shouldn't have even brought it up.
That's okay. I would think two things. One, I think the spirit of what people would be saying would actually be right in that, yeah, you didn't truly dethrone the Golden State Warriors. Like, if the Raptors go on to win this series and Klay Thompson returns but is clearly compromised, and let's say Durant doesn't come back, then they would not, I don't think, be viewed nationally as, yeah, they overcame the true Golden State Warriors, first point. Second point, though, listen, a championship is a championship, and we'd all be thinking, listen, I understand logically in my mind that you would have been, from a Rockets standpoint, beating a team that wasn't really the Golden State Warriors, but ultimately, I'd be thinking to myself, you know what? In the grand scheme of life, they didn't have Durant. They didn't have Klay Thompson in your hypothetical. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't have Chris Paul last year, and I'm sure there have been a litany of things that have. I would start thinking along the lines of like the universe, the cosmic justice. I'd be thinking like, well, what if Yao Ming was healthy for 15 years?
Right, or Tracy McGrady or anything like that. No, that's exactly. Durability is an athletic trait,
yes.
And sometimes it's there and sometimes it's not. Just like sometimes your three-pointers are shooting three-pointers, sometimes they're not. It wouldn't bother me at all, like not one single bit, because you're right. You're exactly right. You lost Chris Paul last year, and for the last two games of the series, two and one-quarter games of the series, and that's just the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. The Warriors, in having this streak and this dynasty, have been somewhat lucky with injuries themselves. The fact that their big guys have always been there at the end of the season, especially Steph Curry, who at one point of his career seemed particularly injury prone, that was part of it too. So I would have no qualms about that. It does give me a little bit more hope towards next year, because I'm watching the game and I'm thinking, all right, I've been pretty morose about the Rockets. Yesterday I'm talking about how, okay, well, the team as constructed right now obviously isn't a championship team, so why bother in a lot of respects? I took a step back and reassessed because you see how achievable it can be, and that it does take a little bit of luck by the Warriors to stay as healthy as they have. Plus, once Durant's gone for good, assuming that he is, then any little injury to Steph Curry, to Klay Thompson, to Draymond Green getting fat again, not that he was ever fat, but gaining back 25 pounds, being emotionally volatile, all those things are that perhaps the Warriors are a little bit more vulnerable than you wanted to believe. And then also, I'm watching Danny Green, and I'm sitting there thinking, man, it'd be nice to have a 45% three-point shooter on this Rockets team.
That would be nice.
For about $10 million a year. Danny Green is a free agent. Can Danny Green be on this roster? Because we've almost been operating under this assumption that, like, well, Tillman Fertitta isn't going to be aggressive. If the Rockets are aggressive and go out and say luxury tax be damned. Right, because that's what it would take, right? If you get Danny Green, luxury tax be damned. Then all of a sudden, I'm feeling a lot better about Chris Paul, because now there's one more option for a guy that's, for all the threes the Rockets take, they don't have a Danny Green. They don't have that guy that's just nails from the three-point line.
You know, it's weird, because remember 4 years ago, they were a team that shot a ton of threes, but they were really like volume shooters. They didn't really have like a true sharpshooter. And it's gotten better. Like, Eric Gordon is objectively a really, really good shooter. Like, if you just look at Eric Gordon's one of the better shooters in the league. They have not. So I think Daryl's gotten better with that. And then he has guys who are sort of special. It's like P.J. Tucker is not someone you want taking threes all over the place, but the corner three is the thing that he specializes
right.
in.
So and, I think then, they, and then, like, how do you get P.J. Tucker open on the corner threes? That's where the offense comes in, and they did a good job of it.
They've gotten better three-point shooters. Yep. Compared to the 2015 Houston Rockets, this is a team last year and this year that has generally pretty good three-point shooters, but you're right in that.
There's no Ray Allen.
There's no Ray Allen, yes.
Right. Which there's no that guy, okay, to the,
not
the,
easy to
the
find.
Heat don't win that championship without that one single play.
Correct.
Because you have a Ray Allen.
And remember,
it is true though. If you look at the Rockets and like their top 3-point shooters, top 5 or top 6 or top 7, they actually stack up better than the Heat did in their last championship. So the Heat had the Heat had some stretch fours and some stretch big men that made a bigger difference that the Rockets could use.
Well, remember when the Raptors traded for Kawhi Leonard, they also traded for Danny Green.
Yeah.
And in a game like last night, that makes a big difference. Mad Radio on a Thursday, Mike and Seth. Last night, before the NBA Finals, before the Raptors dispatched the very banged-up Warriors in Game 3 to take a 2-1 lead, Paul Pierce made a very interesting confession. Now, if you guys remember, 11 years ago, in the first Celtics-Lakers Finals in the Kobe Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, all that era. Paul Pierce famously left one of the games in a wheelchair, and it's always been...
He's been mocked for it ever since.
Mocked.
He came back.
Yes.
He left the game in a wheelchair, and he came back.
And
so he's
like
been
22.
Mocked as for a guy that talks about how tough he is all the time. It was one of the biggest wuss moves in the history of sport.
Well, here's Paul Pierce bringing that story up last night, 11 years to the day.
Paul here, 11 years ago today, wheelchaired off the floor for reasons he will keep to himself.
I have a confession to make.
Whoa.
I just had to go to a bathroom.
Number one or number two?
I had to go to the bathroom.
But why did you need a wheelchair to get to the bathroom?
It was that bad.
Something went down. I had to go to the
bathroom. Oh.
You were streaking?
Okay. Hey, injuries.
That's it.
Injuries are the story of tonight. Really.
See, this is where that show differs from Inside the NBA. Inside the NBA would have let that breathe.
Yeah.
They would have aired out the dirty laundry, so to speak.
They would have spent 10 minutes on
it. Right. Michelle Beadle hurrying along. She probably had a commercial to get to or something.
Probably.
So to be fair to her, maybe she didn't. She was constrained and couldn't let it breathe. But I didn't realize that there was a whole conspiracy theory about this backed up with photographic evidence.
I didn't know that either. I guess this is a big Reddit thing.
There's a shot, and who knows? You don't know these days with what's been photoshopped and what hasn't. I don't trust anything I see online. I just saw Snoop Dogg interviewing Barbara Walters, or Barbara Walters interviewing Snoop Dogg with a doctored video. It's completely fake, but it looked realistic. I don't know if there's this video. There's an image of Paul Pierce in that game with a little quarter-sized brown spot on the back of his shorts.
I don't think I've seen that, actually.
It was the link that you put on there.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that's where I saw it. Did you not examine the photographic evidence? There you go.
Ah, there is some photographic evidence.
The guy put a brown arrow pointing to this brown spot.
Well,
that makes sense. I believe him.
Okay,
none of this has ever made sense that he left that game in a wheelchair.
Well, here's my thing, though. When I saw this Paul Pierce revelation last night, let's say I'd pooped my pants to some extent during a basketball game.
It's the shirt. Am I allowed to say shart? I guess so. Yeah,
I think
I'm not
so.
Saying the whole look. Okay.
Yeah, my first thought wouldn't be, let me get a wheelchair and get out of here.
Well, your first thought might be, yeah, I would have just draped something around me.
Yeah, I would have thought
put a sweatshirt around me, like my worst enemy on the team.
Yes.
I would just put his sweatshirt around me, like the prep school dudes do. Tie it around your waist,
exactly.
And off you go.
And then during a commercial break, I'd go back and then take care of myself.
Yeah, you're right. Not to mention, the last thing you want to do,
wheelchair,
if that's happened, is sit on anything.
Yes.
Like, let me smear this around a little bit as I exit the floor.
Not
great.
How are
you doing, Paul Pierce? This is why he's, you know what? You could have predicted he was going to be an awful commentator based on this alone. Your idea in that moment was to sit down on anything at all.
Terrible.
And then be squired out. Like a wuss? That doesn't make any sense. And now I don't believe him. I don't believe him again.
I can already tell Jones he's uncomfortable with this whole line of thinking. But
you can already tell this is going to be the bulk of our conversation today.
Matt Radio on a Thursday.
More bulk in his diet.
Yes, exactly. Touche.